Countdown.
Welcome back to the Countdown. Right back to business with Jelly Roll in at number 10 for a second week in a row. This is Liar.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
Counting down 20 hottest country songs. Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number 9.
He ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? Saw those eyes coming through the door. Bluer than an ice cold can of Coors. That payback dress painted on. I could tell somebody must have done you wrong when you sat down. Said whatever you're having, I'll have the same. I said how about we get to forgetting about what's his name. He ain't worth the double you're drinking. Leaving you single, what was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? Your tequila glass keeps getting closer to mine. There's a green light glowing in your neon eyes. Our next round vision, someone two-stepping with a guy like me is what you need tonight. He ain't worth the double you're drinking. Leaving you single, what was he thinking? take a shot on me. Yeah, why not take a shot on me? He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in that spot cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? If he ain't worth the double you're drinking, why not take a shot on me? Why not take a shot on me? Why don't take a shot on me?
Jade Eagleson, Worth the Double, number 9 on the countdown. That followed Jelly Roll and Liar at 10. Both tracks exactly where they were when we did this a week ago. Okay, it is time to flash forward.
Using our crystal ball to predict the next hot star on this countdown. It's Paul McGuire's Flash Forward.
Play a track that just might be a hit in the future. This week, it's something brand new from Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs. The first time Bailey heard the demo for Backup Plan, he knew the one voice he wanted to sing on it with him, and that voice belonged to Luke Combs. Problem was, at the time, Bailey had never met Luke and didn't want to just ask someone for his number. But as it happened, Luke invited Bailey to perform at the Concert for Carolina. They bonded, became bros, and exchanged numbers. Bailey said, I was still a little nervous to send it to him, but I kept listening to the song and listening to it. And then one day I was like, dude, I'm sending it. Bailey sent Luke a voice memo, him singing and humming, and included a note that said, I don't know what you got going on this year as far as music, but I've been wanting to send you this song for a while, and I think me and you could crush. So jam it and let me know what you think. Bailey sent all of that, and then silence. Silence for a month. Then one day his phone lit up with a text message from Luke Combs saying, yo, this tune rips, I'm in. A collaboration that started with a text. Here is Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs and Backup Plan. This week's Flash Forward.
So your bag's backed up against the wall, and the bandwagon's falling right off, and you're hearing all the talk about maybe you should think about what you're gonna do if it don't work out. It ain't about if it makes sense, cause if the boot do, it don't fit. As far as I can see, there ain't no way to be somebody if you just gonna quit. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you gotta do or die, dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings. Plan you need.
Well, life's got a lot of sticks and stones, and a blade that'll cut you to the bone. But if you're doing what you love and it kills you, well, you can live with that all day long. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you gotta do or die, dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings.
Zimmerman and Luke Combs, Backup Plan. This week's Flash Forward. Back to the chart with Josh Ross. In at number 8 for a third week in a row, this is Leave Me Too.
If I was your drink, I'd get you buzzing and remembering things. Thinking about us, and girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song every hour on the hour all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but red lights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that review. Yeah, girl, if I were you, I'd leave me too. Here in the dust, middle finger up because of my name. If I could go back, I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right, yeah, you can do better, and it's gonna haunt me forever. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear view.
Ross, Leave Me Too, owning the number 8 spot for a third consecutive week. On the other side of the break, Riley Green, Kane Brown, and Zach Top, the Countdown. We'll be right back.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. More next.
This Canada Day, we're turning it up Northern style. Country Top 100 Canadian Countdown. Vote now for the songs you love and want to hear at newcountry935.com. Then listen July 1st as Terry Clark and Paul Brandt count them down. The New Country Top 100 Canadian Countdown. Only on New Country 93.5.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2, or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are gonna be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone!
I got you! App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Find footwear crafted for all-day comfort, long-lasting wear, and effortless style. Walking on a Cloud is proudly Canadian, family-owned, and operated since 1959.
Walking on a Cloud.
Some people say we're herb obsessed, and that's not something to sneeze at. Hi, I'm Caitlin from St. Francis Herb Farm, Canada's largest organic producer of herbal remedies. including our allergy relief solutions, to help address the root cause of allergies while targeting symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, congestion, and watery eyes. Using organic herbs to help every Canadian family as nature intended. Find us at your local health food store and at stfrancisherbfarm.com. It's healthy living from the ground up.
Hosting weather starts at Real Canadian Superstore. This week, get boneless, skinless chicken breast for only $4.66 a pound. Serve up delicious poultry from Canada and bask in the glow of Real Canadian Superstore's low prices. Conditions apply. See Fly for details.
Country. Back to Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
Welcome back to the Countdown. Riley Green shaving his stash is the biggest hair news in country since Morgan mowed down the mullet. It is quite a dramatic difference, though. Up four positions this week to number seven, here's Riley and Worst Way.
Tonight I ain't bringing no wine. Tonight I ain't bringing no roses. Talking would take too much time. I think I just better show you. Let's turn the lights down. Let's get right down to as soon as I walk in the door. I don't wanna be out of line, but girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number six.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? The trees, why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back. Back there buckled in, saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things he sees on the side of the road out of that window. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Kane Brown, backseat driver, number 6 on the countdown. Riley Green before that at 7 with Worst Way. Both songs exactly where we left them last week. Zach Top has a bit of an idea about why people are really responding to his music right now. He said, "I think that people are starving for stuff that's real, that isn't filtered and prettied up. The only thing I've ever done on TikTok is sit there with my acoustic guitar and play and sing for them. And there's no lip syncing and no hanky panky with it all. I think people appreciate it. And I think it stands out a little bit. And I would say that would be my best guess why it's worked. I don't know for sure, but I'm sure glad it has." I like people who say hanky panky. Down 2 spots this week to number 5. Here is Zach Top and "I Never Lie."
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely. met somebody too. She's a model out in L.A. and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. When I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Say I miss you, oh, but you know I never lie.
It's Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number 4.
As a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off.
Word for the Wind in at number 4 for a second week in a row. Zach Top before that at 5. I Never Lie down 2 spots this week. On the other side of the break, the top 3 songs in the country and a chat with Paul Brandt. We'll be right back.
Counting down the 20 hottest country songs. Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. We'll be right back. New Country.
Thanks for spending your day with Toronto's New Country. 93.5.
Get ready for Can't Miss Fun when you visit Mississauga. With more music, more events, more food. Enjoy culinary delight at the Mississauga Halal Food Festival, June 13th to 15th in Celebration Square. And join the Canada Day festivities, July 1st, Celebration Square and in Port Credit. Plus, visit Mississauga for free family movie nights, farmers markets, food trucks, and more. All happening at Celebration Square in the heart of Mississauga. Don't miss out on all the fun. See the full calendar of events at visitmississauga.ca.
Hey there. They say time flies when you're having fun. Hi, I'm Todd C. Slater, the Simple Investor. Investment real estate should not be stressful. It should be fun. And for the last 15 years, that's exactly what we've done. Our investors have never missed a month's rent, never had to pay for a repair, and most importantly, never had to deal with a tenant. To find out more about our incredible program, go to thesimpleinvestor.com. The Simple Investor. We make the world a real estate investment. Simple.
It's game day, so come on. It's time to play with Ontario's newest sportsbook, comeon.com. You thinking underdog?
Come on.
Maybe the hometown favorite?
Come on.
No matter the game, it's all right here at comeon.com. Every sport, hockey, baseball, football, soccer, and more at comeon.com.
Come on.
Ontario only, must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. What are you waiting for? Game on. Play on. Come on.
At Hyundai, we want to make buying a car as simple and convenient as possible. That's why this Sunday, May 25th, select Hyundai dealers are opening their doors an extra day for you. You'll get up to $750 off select in-stock vehicles and enjoy low lease and finance rates on our models. This Sunday will be one to remember. So come in and get behind the wheel of your brand new Hyundai. Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local participating dealer for this limited time event.
Watch out!
When injuries happen, OCEU members at WSIB help workers get the benefits they've earned. But right now, WSIB management is playing games with injured workers' benefits by ignoring crushing workloads, delaying claims, and forcing OCEU members to strike for basic respect. Tell the WSIB to end the strike. Go to qp.ca/WSIB. A message from your WSIB workers. OCEU, QP Local, 1750.
We hope you're enjoying your Air Canada flight.
Rocky's vacation, here we come. Whoa, is this economy? Free beer, wine, and snacks. Sweet. Fast free Wi-Fi means I can make dinner reservations before we land. And with live TV, I'm not missing the game. It's kind of like I'm already on vacation. Nice.
On behalf of Air Canada, nice travels.
Wi-Fi available to Aeroplan members on equipped flights. Sponsored by Bell. Conditions apply. See aircanada.com.
This is Paul McGuire's Country Countdown on New Country 93.5.
It's Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
Welcome back to the Countdown. A chat with Paul Brandt coming up right now. Morgan Wallen down one position to number 3 this week. Here's Morgan and I'm the Problem.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We try to go our separate ways. We're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends.
that I'm a problem. Your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong, if I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Morgan Wallen, I'm the problem, down two spots this week to number three. If aliens landed and we needed to send a representative of the human race to make first contact, to make a good impression, to put our best foot forward, you know, I would send Dolly Parton. But if she wasn't available, I would send Paul Brandt. Paul is an ambassador of good. A great guy with a big heart and a passion for helping people that won't allow him to rest on his laurels. Whatever the heck laurels are. He is a humanitarian of the highest order and has done so much for so many with organizations like Not In My City that every now and then you could be forgiven for forgetting that he's also a dude who's been making incredible music for three decades. And he is bringing that music to the people of Canada once again this fall when he re-teams up with Terry Clark for the Homecoming Tour 2.0. Coming to a town near you this fall. I caught up with Paul this week.
I was just thinking, that Paul, the last time you and Terry did this, the political climate was different. So this is obviously a purely political move to bring everybody in Canada together. I didn't know you were so political. That's what this is, huh?
Yeah, this is a play for unity. It's exactly what's going on. We're going to be waving flags. And you know, it's pretty cool. Like, to bring everyone together like this again. And when we set out for the first homecoming tour, we had no idea. And, like, I'm going to be honest, I think there were even people within our own camps that were like, I don't know. And it blew everything out of the water. Like, it was amazing how people responded, sold out shows the whole time. And so we're like, if it ain't broke, like, let's go for this. Let's do it again. It was so much fun. So Homecoming 2.0, and we added, you know, way more dates this time. We're going to be going right across the country. So I just can't wait.
I just love that it's a true national tour as well, from coast to coast, not leaving anybody out.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, for me, it's going to be a career highlight, I know, because we're basically starting out on the East Coast, and we get to hit Newfoundland, and it's the one place in 30 years that I've never had the opportunity to play. We've tried, we've had weather issues, there's been all kinds of stuff, and it's looking like this time it's actually going to happen. So, this is all of Canada, and, I think we could use something like this these days.
I think it's right. I don't know if you knew this, but they invented weather in Newfoundland. That's why.
I'm pretty sure that's where it comes from. Yeah.
That's why they did it. I think it's great. I wonder, when I saw this happen, I was like, oh my God, when did I turn around and Paul Brandt became like, you know, a statesman? You know what I mean? And I hope you take that the right way. But truly, you and Terry together are such great, obviously, you fly the flag, and I'm just talking about it figuratively now, not literally, for the genre, for the country, for creativity, for independent artistry, for all of these different things. And you come together, and both of your catalogs are so extensive, and both of your hit catalogs are so extensive. The lineup that you can put together is so impressive, hit after hit after hit. I'm just wondering, when you woke up and realized that you had this catalog that you could rely on, that you could tour on for the rest of your life, it's got to be a crazy moment of realization.
It really is. Like, it's such a crazy thing. And I think the thing that really started to solidify that for me was the last homecoming tour. You know, me and Cherry are going back back and forth, and we're playing on each other's songs, and we're singing together on stuff. We're cutting up, having a great time. But the thing that and what was really like overwhelming, I think, to both of us is hearing Wada sing back.
Yeah,
like this is a pure connection, and you know, I had someone mention, you know, we were doing a lot of calls today to different people. You know, it's like it's so nice that, you know, you're still out there and you're doing all this stuff. Like, I mean, you could be doing so many other things, and I'm like, yeah, you don't understand. Like, we're kind of addicted to this. Like, that connection with the audience, knowing that people have made our music a part of their lives, we absolutely love it, and just can't wait to get back out there.
There are a few peers of you guys. I was just realizing that, you know, you've both had success in the U.S. and Canada. You've both toured across the continent. You both have an understanding of the ups and downs of the business, but you're both still doing it, and you both have smiles on your faces when you're on stage and making new music and all of that stuff. So you, there's not a lot of people that you can go to and like where you guys both have like knowing looks, like just for every part of the industry, for offstage stuff, for onstage stuff, the times things go sideways, the times things go really well. You guys have so much in common with your careers,
yeah.
And there's not many peers that you have in the industry that way.
Yeah, that's what's kind of crazy about our relationship is that I think in a lot of other ways in our lives, you know, there's not a lot of crossover, but there's two things. You know, we're both from Canada, both have some Alberta roots, both ended up in Nashville having success, both made it into the Hall of Fame, you know, and we both love fishing. Like, we're both absolutely addicted to fishing, right? And so, like, we just have this really cool connection, and then in other parts of our lives, it's like, we want to have a fight. Like, it's like, and so it's such a hilarious kind of combination of talents and abilities. And you're right. Like, I mean, there's those knowing looks because we've kind of been through and grown up in the industry together through all of this stuff. And it's a pretty cool thing.
Do you remember, Paul, the first time that you met Terry?
You know, I think that it would have been on the fair circuit.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, we were both on the bill and we hung out backstage, had a chat about what was going on in our lives, talked about the fact that she had filmed the music video. I think it was A Little Gasoline in Alberta, and you know, I was kind of new on the scene down from Alberta, and we kind of made that connection. And then over the years, like, you know, she had little Liz over for dinner, we shared a drummer at one time, like, we just kind of had all these different connections, and we just become really good friends over the years.
I love that, man. There's nothing like working with your friends, huh?
100%. Yeah, it sure doesn't feel a lot like work, I'll tell you that.
What a great thing to get to look forward to, not just for you guys, but for everybody who's going to get a chance to go and see you across Canada.
I can't wait. The response has been huge. We're just seeing these tickets fly off the shelves, so I'm really excited. We're going to have a bunch of packed houses, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Here is the ambassador of good, Paul Brandt and Convoy.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Pen? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Pen, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, that's a big 10-4 there, Big Pen. Yeah, we definitely got the front door. Good buddy, Mercy, stays alive. Looks like we got us a convoy. Convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We was headed for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaggy Town. I says, Big Pen, this here's the rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy, ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on, join our convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. Don't roll this trucking convoy.
You wanna back off them hogs? Yeah, 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks and all. But there's a room block up on the clover leaf, and them bears was wall to wall. And them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling off trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting there.
Cause we got a great big convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a great big convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on, join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way. Gonna roll this trucking convoy across.
up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. Oh, we tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them sitting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-Town, and Bears was getting smart, he brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. And them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Oh, we shot the line and went broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Rubber duck
to
Sockbuster, come over. Yeah, 10-4 Sockbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, man.
We laid a strip for the Jersey Shore, prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but I didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
We got a mighty convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy.
Here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone.
Bye-bye. Number two.
Since you got gone, I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you when I got friends like that. About this time you and I be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in. With some damn good friends, Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you? I got friends like that. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you when I got friends like that.
That.
Number one last week, John Morgan and Jason Aldean, Friends Like That, down one spot this week too. Number two, which means we have a brand new number one this week, and it belongs to a band from Canada, Four Fine Fellows from Ontario. It is the sixth time to the top for Connor, Taylor, Bobby, and James.
It was actually a pretty fast one as far as like the writing songs for us go. I had actually pitched that idea, You Didn't Hear It From Me, like in a bunch of rooms, which is kind of the Nashville thing to do. And a lot of people were like, oh, I can't see that coming too. And so.
Really?
Yeah, which is, but that's so common. Like our best songs.
Do you get used
to that?
Do you get used to that kind of rejection as a songwriter? Like you're just like, yeah. Oh, okay, on to the next. You better have a bag full of them.
Absolutely. Cause I feel like in the writing room, you have to just be down for people to be honest. And if someone's not feeling that vibe that day, I mean, you would almost, I would say the same thing. If there was someone had pitched something in a room and I didn't believe it was good, you know what I mean? And they'd probably go write it, be a hit. That's just how like the creative process needs to go.
I would think I would immediately Google the title, and if it didn't already exist, get writing.
Yeah. It's crazy though, because people throw it. You don't know if it's like band names. You don't know if a band name's good until it actually does something. And songs are like that too. And like, it's crazy how just someone with a different perspective on a title can take the song in a totally different direction than you thought it could be. And this was one where I'd pitch that. And one, it's a long title. And I think like a lot of writers would get in their head and be like, oh, it's too long. You can't have a long title. It's like, that doesn't, none of that stuff matters. But people think that stuff does.
Number five last week. Here's the James Barker Band, and You Didn't Hear It From Me, the number one song in the country.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number one.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three nights. You can tell her all my friends are getting worried about me. Tell her I ain't over her. The word on the street. Moving on, I'm nowhere near. But you didn't hear it from me. Say you heard it from my buddies or the bartender. That I've been on a breaking down hill and back bender. I'm worse off than I thought I could be. I was wrong, she was right. You didn't hear it from me. But my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. I'm losing it without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three nights. You can tell. Coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. Every song I hear's about her. No, I can't live without her. I ain't slept an hour the last three nights. You can tell.
James Barker Band. You didn't hear it from me, the number one song in Canada. That is a wrap. Thanks for hanging. We will do it again in 7 days. Have a great week.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown is heard only on Stingray radio stations and streaming platforms across Canada.
Super convenient everywhere.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown is produced by Meg Walls. For more, follow at The Paul McGuire on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Come on, let's go.
New country.
93.5.
Transat presents a couple planning their next vacation.
Honey, it's 3 a.m. Why are you on your computer?
Transat's early bird promo. If we book our winter vacation now, we get a great price, reduced deposit, baggage included, and so much more.
I don't think you have to book early, like in the morning.
Better safe than sorry. Coffee? Book during Transat's early bird promo to get up to $600 off packages for two and up to $1,200 off for families. Plus, lots of extra perks. Go to transat.com or contact your Marlin travel professional. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
There are very few things that you can be certain of in life. But you can always be sure the sun will rise each morning. You can bet your bottom dollar that you'll always need air to breathe and water to drink. And, of course, you can rest assured that with Public Mobile's 5G subscription phone plans, you'll pay the same thing every month. With all of the mysteries that life has to offer, a few certainties can really go a long way. Subscribe today for the peace of mind you've been searching for. Public Mobile. Different is calling.
McDonald's summer drink days are back.
Which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
When you get into a new Tacoma, you might suddenly find yourself climbing over roots, rocks, and rolling hills on your way to a forest retreat that should definitely make up for years of lackluster staycations. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 Tacoma 4x4 double cab SR5 from $131 weekly for 24 months at 6.79% with $4,900 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your Ontario Toyota dealer today.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJ-FM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Hi, I'm Cherry Tabb, co-founder of the Herzig Eye Institute. I had my vision corrected to improve my tennis game. Maybe you're just sick of glasses and contact lenses, or your cataracts make you nervous driving at night. And just how big does that font on your screens have to be anyway? Whatever your vision challenge, Herzig is here to help. Google Herzig Eye Institute. Call us for a consultation. There's no charge. Look after yourself. Promise me.
When you sit down to play with Bodog.net, you won't even need a seat, just the edge of it. You know that's all you need to live every shorthanded breakaway, every perfectly timed one-timer, and every desperation overtime save. Live sports odds, poker tips, and free-to-play casino games. Live for the thrills you can only find at the edge of your seat. Bodog.net. Make a play.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell of your perfume is floating down the stairs. You're fixing up your hair like you do. I know that I'll be a mess the second that I see you. You won't be surprised. It happens every time. It's nothing new. It's always on the night. Tonight, I thank God you can read my mind. 'Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. Staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. 'Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless.
said hello just did something to me. And I've been in a daze ever since the day that we met. You take the breath out of my lungs, can't even fight it. And all of the words out of my mouth without even trying. And I'm speechless, staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret, 'cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless, you already know that you're my weakness. After all this time I'm just as nervous every time you walk into the room. I'm speechless. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's always on a night like tonight. I thank God you can read my mind. Speechless, you're standing there in that dress. Girl, it ain't a secret, 'cause watching you is all that I can do. Oh, 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 I'm speechless, you already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous every time you walk into the room.
Country 93.5 is Keith Urban.
States jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up.
Marvin and Days Go By. I'm Samantha. You know when you hear a song and it takes you back to a place and you go, oh, that for me, Keith Urban, that entire album is my friend Colleen and her husband Rich. That's for you guys. Hey, happy Sunday. I'm glad you're here. Here's Florida Georgia Line and Simple on New Country.
The way your fingers fit mine is 5 plus 5, not a rocket science. This day and time, that's hard to find, it's true. The road we're on in a traffic jam, it's a sunny drive on a piece of land. It's paradise as long as I'm with you. It's like 1, 2, 3, just as easy as can be. Just the way you look at me, you make me smile. Ain't no way to complicate it, we both know that's overrated. We've been there, it's safe to say it ain't our style. It's just that simple, S-I-N-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's just that simple, S-I-N-P-L-E, simple as can be. We used to live on Instagram, worried about who all gives a damn about where we've been.
After me. Hey Google.
Hey Google.
Stream New Country.